Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 11, Sunday, 2019, day 223. Today's topic, how can we have a share in God's granting success and have favor in the presence of the King? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 86 verses 1 to 7, Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 21 verse 4. Today's main passages. The first one, Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 3 to 10. They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant of love with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. The second passage, Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 18 to 20. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the king had said to me. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, official and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us. "What is this you are doing?" they asked. "Are you rebelling against the king?" I answered them by saying, "The God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Yesterday, we talked about the five steps Ezra experienced to cry out to God should be a model for us to follow and live out. Today, Nehemiah had exactly the same pattern of crying out to God. Number one, pray, as from chapter 1, verse 4, verse 6, and verse 11. Number two, confessing, that's from chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. Number three, weeping, that's from chapter 1, verse 4. Number four, worshipping, that's from chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. Number five, fasting, that's from chapter 1, verse 4. If you have these five steps, you will continuously have a share in the success God granted and have favor in the presence of the King. Do you believe that? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to live out that five steps so that we can have a share in God's granting success and have favor in the presence of the King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to live out that five steps? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.